Fear and caution is also driving us to buy things like face masks. There's even a global shortage. An NPR Beijing correspondent, Emily Fang, looks at why a simple face mask is surprisingly hard to make.
When entrepreneur Guan Xunze couldn't find face masks to buy last month, he decided to start his own factory.
It's not as easy as you imagine. We have to make the ear loops and the metal strip, the packaging. There is a pretty big system involved.
Guan filled a sterile space in a pharmaceuticals factory he already owned with secondhand machinery to assemble the masks. Within 11 days, workers were making more than 10,000 masks a day. Now it's 200,000. His products are heavily subsidized by the provincial government.
We had about 30 original employees, and then the local government assigned me 180 more.
China, the world's top mask producer, currently makes about 200 million a day, according to state planners, but less than 1% are high-grade enough to use in medical settings, like N95 masks. To meet demand, Chinese factories that used to make iPhones and shoes and cars are starting to make surgical and N95 equivalent masks. The problem, though, is a lack of raw materials. Any decent face mask requires a layer of something called melt-blown fabric. It acts as a filter, and it's a fine mesh made from synthetic polymers.
We're talking about fibers where one filament has a diameter of less than 1 micron. So we are in the nano area.
Marcus Mueller is a sales director at Regofil, a German maker of top-of-the-line machines that make melt-blown. These machines cost upwards of 3 million euros a piece. They melt down the polymer and then blow it out like cotton candy into flat sheets. Demand is so high, Mueller gets at least 4 dozen inquiries a day. 60% of those requests, Mueller says, come from people who likely have never made a face mask before.
These are companies that have no idea. They just see a chance.
Another problem, the machines take the better part of a year to make, ship, and then install, creating a bottleneck in global mask production. Timothy Robson is a business development manager at Hills Inc. in Florida, one of the handful of companies in the world that can make a specific machine part crucial to the melt-blown machines.
It's where you melt the plastic and push it out of holes, kind of like a pasta machine, basically.
This month, Sinopec, a Chinese state oil and gas company, said it was building 10 new melt-blown fabric production lines in just 16 days. Robson is skeptical.
It's not like a toaster. It's not something you buy and you plug in. It's an industrial process.
Chinese engineering firms admit they're struggling. Liu Liu is a sales director at China's Haigong Machinery, which imports only the most complex of the melt-blown machine parts from companies like Robson's and then assembles them in China. But even that takes at least 6 months.
Everyone is considering mask manufacturing, but they don't understand the process. Once they learn the cost of these machines, they give up.
So because melt-blown production lines cannot be built quickly, the cost of the fabric has skyrocketed. Here's Mr. Guo, a sales director at Suzhou Guohong, a major supplier of melt-blown based in Hubei province, the epicenter of the virus outbreak in China.
Before the outbreak, 1 ton of melt-blown fabric in China was under $6,000, but now it's about $60,000.
A similar composite material is used in the medical protection suits frontline healthcare workers wear while treating virus patients. A shortage of melt-blown fabric and the machines that make it will likely only become more dire as cases increase in the U.S., Italy, and other regions. And that shortage could cost lives. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.